Podcast Movement Meetups, the latest from podnews.net with Podcastle. Create, edit, publish and grow. Podcast Movement has announced a set of meetups in Las Vegas on April the 15th, as well as May meetups in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia and New York, and a June meetup in Orlando. Details linked from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net.
Broadcasting from Chicago's Navy Pier, this is WBEZ HD Chicago, 91.5 FM.
WBEZ is to lay off 14 staff, in part resulting in a reduction of its podcasting unit. It'll stop making what it calls its non-newsroom shows, including Nerdette and When Magic Happens. In the Netherlands, research company Kantar has published research on optimal impact from podcast advertising. The company suggests that you don't need to advertise on a large number of episodes to get results. Berlin Podcast Week has been announced for September the 10th to the 15th. Visitors can expect a wealth of expert knowledge on topics such as AI, reach and monetization. Realm is partnering with the Austin Film Festival to sponsor its 2024 fiction podcast competition. You've probably already seen this email from Apple, but just in case you haven't, on April the 13th, starting at 6 in the morning Pacific Daylight Time, Apple Podcasts Connect will be unavailable for up to 2 hours, you have been warned. And something in Apple Podcasts experienced an outage yesterday, according to the Apple Status website. It seemed part of a bigger problem at Cupertino, but then they turned everything off, turned it all back on again, and it all worked. Apple exerted editorial control over Jon Stewart's podcast. According to Jon Stewart on The Daily Show on Monday, his Apple TV Plus show The Problem with Jon Stewart ran from 2021 to 2023. Audio Boost, an Italian audio tool that turns web pages into audio, saw a doubling of its network in 2023, the company says. It's also seen growth in its collaboration with branded podcast company Podcastery. And you'll never guess the podcast app the New York Post recommends as its replacement to Google Podcasts until you realize that the entire article is tagged with affiliate links. Yes, it's Amazon Music, so they say. And in podcast news, Innovation Minutes, a normally German language podcast, interviews our editor, James Cridland. That's me today on the landscape of podcasts in Europe, the US and beyond. It was recorded a few weeks ago at Radio Days Europe in Munich. And that episode, though, is in English because James ist zu voll Deutsch zu lernen. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Podcastle. Create, edit, publish, and grow your podcast all in one collaborative AI-powered platform. Make your voice heard with Podcastle. You can find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.